invest in land development, invest in trade, invest in this, invest in the 101 things.
Mm-hmm.
They have reached that. Right? They are no more the persons that when they are helpless. I'm not talking about all, but there's a large percentage like this. So they are asking, give us outright ownership of the land, which should enable them, the intelligent among them, will again get back to that old position. You can't help, no?
Mm-hmm.
When we, or you, anybody who has given land, you realize that you sell it.
Yes.
You think something else is better. But others, actually, I think there's an urge in them also to mortgage this land and raise money, which they can't do now. They can't mortgage. This is not a...
not a security.
Yes, you can't offer it as security for any purpose. And unless you have, you can offer something as security, you can't get bank loan, so you can't get any credit in that way. So, I think there was a land commission subsequently. Not that.
Yes, I know. Farmers
commission. There, they have recommended the...
You might go back to the old...
So, that's fine. Now, then the theory is, army not cutting across one of the old purposes, which actually have now prevented the land going into the hands of undesirable people, undesirable hands of a big trader in that part of the country, can buy all this up and then he can terminate state again. So now you have to prevent that. So the difficulty of the minister is, while allowing the enterprising type of chap to offer this as security and raise money and then go on developing, go elsewhere, you know, do some work. Otherwise, you find it very difficult to contain them within those limits. You see, peasant is a peasant the whole time, his child is a peasant, child is... They want to want some openings for them. And with the income side thing. So that is one urge. Other side is to prevent that land falling into hands of various people. I think, now the device is, and that's the device that he's thinking of, in the State Mortgage Act, State Mortgage Bank Act, State Mortgage Bank can take, give money on certain securities, you see. But where a land is taken as security, which is a crown lease land, a leaser can be going to have 99 years, you know?
Yeah.
In a number of years. There are some leases going for 99 years. And it is one for which it's a lease, crown lease, here from the town, then before they give the money or at the point when the default takes place, they have to get the land commissioner's permission before alienation, before selling it to somebody. You see? So we want to bring that in. And the land minister wants to bring that in. I have myself suggested. That is, let them mortgage the land. But if they become defaulters and they want foreclosed, it has to be done with the land commissioner's permission.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. Then you can restrict it to the class of people who will, into whose hands it should pass.
Yes, I see.
That is the only way you can save that. You can't, you see, these are diametrically opposed. By outright ownership, where you can do anything with your land, mortgage, sell, this, that. Then if you want to prevent that, then offering it as security is finished. But if you want to allow them to offer that is the only property they have also. There is no other property, even a bank or anybody will give them money unless there is some security now. So we are trying, I think the minister is trying to combine both these features in a half a house. We'll have to see how it functions, you see.
What about the question of one nominee or two nominated heirs? Some people argue against this on the theory that you can't force these things by registration and that you must let the natural processes occur.
I think that also must happen, and I'm asking a silly question outside my... But I will tell you my own idea, I can say that. The whole purpose of this table of succession...
Economic unit?
Yes. Is to preserve the economic unit. As far as the state is concerned, it doesn't matter whether A or B or C gets it. You see, that selection doesn't come. But It is there for the purpose of preserving a unit. It is equally argued by economists that you must not allow fragmentation of land as a basic argument. So if you want to prevent a fragmentation of land, you have to restrict the normal inheritance land laws, inheritance laws of inheritance. The easiest thing for a parent to do is, I'm going to put him here. And he has discharged his obligation. And very few parents would exercise that choice in such a way, that, my dear, out of the five of you, I am giving this land to so and so. It's a very difficult choice for the parent, you see. I am giving it, very many parents, you know, give the property to the most unenterprising fellow. They say, other fellows are in good jobs, they can manage, this is a useful function, but I have to see that he has a true life, and he that fellow gets it. Or then, I mean, you are a parent, or the person who has been most helpful to you, mm-hmm. Or who has won your love or something, or the rascal in the family, I say, they admire the fellow. It's very difficult to go on that type of individual choice, and also see to it that this unit of land is not so fragmented. Very difficult. When you take the choice out of their hands, then the bickering in the family stops. And one doesn't cut the other fellow's throat, you see. Not that children, when they grow up, they would like to, that happens, no? So, main purpose is preservation of the economic unit of land, not to allow it to be so subdivided and fragmented that we repeat the same problems we had before. In that, we have to restrict ownership to one. And who is that one? If it is left to the man himself, he will be in a terrible quandary. Many people are weak-minded or tied up in so many ways that you would want to do something for everybody. So here, the nomination is fixed by law. Then, from the very beginning, others have got to expect, like the Sudangadicha law or something in England, you see, where the younger fellows go up to the sea and become, join the church and 101 things. So,
it is, but can you force privatization? Isn't it better now, for instance, in France and in Japan, but then in Germany, they didn't have privatization. They had distribution system. But a sort of natural privatization occurred because eventually other jobs came because of industrialization. And by sort of natural choice of the parents and others, you found the sons going to other avenues and only
I answered your question ahead of you. I told you, just left in the position of a parent in a colony or somewhere, with 3, 4, 5 children growing up, and sometimes his girls get married to some other fellow,
yes.
That fellow will have a hell of a time, you know, in trying to select. He'll be in a terrible country as he grows old. Then know what to do. Then he'll have that pressure. And various subterfuges features will be adopted by the very children who want to get the land. And you know, wandering fellows fall into those structures. You have heard so often. Haven't you heard in Sinan?
Yes.
Even among the very educated families, that's when I prayed out to father and got this property and all of these. And here is a man without those resources. And so, I don't know whether the fairness of the law thought of all that, but I'm saying it is a very hard choice. Under a very hard choice, you will leave a sister and so among the members of that family who will be the quarreling the whole time also. They won't give up in the happy. I'm not saying that the best man to stick in the land is getting selected. Sometimes number one becomes a teacher. You see? And possibly father visitors in the land. That is a result of another growth in society. Changes in society, very many avenues being open. At this stage, I don't know whether there is anything more can be done. We have the unit of subdivision or the fragmentation has to be stopped, there's no doubt. As to how you can get one or two of them to succeed to the land is a difficult question. But that difficulty with uncertainty only, and if it is taken over by the state, the parents may not like it, parents may like it with somebody else. But I think a big field of controversy is removed from that man's self.
A very interesting question arises from what you said. question of coordination. What is the relationship between the Ministry of Lands, Ministry of Agriculture? Is food also within your scope?
Yes, yes.
Ministry of Agriculture and food. I mean, the two are so...
Well, you can see that is the same. They are practically in the sense of, without agriculture and food, can't be where there is no land and irrigation law.
Mm-hmm.
Land and irrigation are primary.
So, now for instance, are you housed in the same building?
No.
But don't you think that's how physical closeness would help?
No. Closeness, integration of the closeness would help a lot. But you see, this is this other point. Now, during the time of Mr. D.S. when I came as minister, or Dalit when I came as minister, Ministry for Agriculture and Lands, the so-called Ministry of Agriculture and Lands, was one.
Yes.
Irrigation, agriculture, land, land development, land commissioners, all of the came in one. And you know, it's a data on the D.S. and I, even like the cooperatives came down. The development of the cooperatives is through the agriculture department, you see the history of the cooperative moves, the development. But then, the main function of the government of Ceylon, state, has been from the time of the state council era up to now, whatever the government has formed, ULT government, mainly SNP government, Mr. Bandaranaike or Mr. Bandaranaike, and back again the ULT, has been this land, the development of the land. They have been industry, they have been education, they have been in all that, yeah. And on the economic side, I think I mentioned this point earlier on, on the economic side, this is the main function. This is the result that, as you can understand it,
I also have an appointment, so it won't take long.
So, functions as one ministry become impossible. Too large. So you have to split up, which has been split up now. There has to be very close liaison between these two parties, just no doubt about that. Apart from both ministries being under one roof, now we have no space for even one ministry to have all the departments under one roof. It is very desirable. But we are now. What is happening is on the colonization, the land development officer is functioning also with certain powers of the agrarian services department. Not very good, but that's the sort of working element we have come to. I also hold this view, you see, at some stage, at least, these colonization areas must get back to normal civil and other administration as any other village. This concept of a colony. When the development phase is over, it must get back to, like any other village administration, into that state.
Mm-hmm.
Then much of your problems will be solved that way. So long as you maintain the departments and this compartmental thinking, the colony phase will think quite differently from the village, just adjoining. Village is the unit ultimately that we have to settle down to.
I was wondering whether taking the whole public service and ministerial structure, whether our prime ministers and even the opposition parties have taken into adequate consideration the need to allocate departments and ministries rationally, you know. There seem to be lots of, not so much in the land and agriculture sphere, because that's due to entities, but especially elsewhere, there seems to be a lot of shuffling without a rational. Now, for instance, the trade and commerce and industries and others, there's a lot of...
Yeah, trade and commerce.
And for example, take the private sector, say MacFoods or any private firm, sometimes have to go to three different ministries to get permission for something and to explain it three different times. There doesn't seem to be some sort of, smooth liaison.
Yes, for the Minister for State, for instance, Minister for Trade and Commerce, was something what you call internal licensing, granting of permission and things like that. So that I got. You see, there is a planning ministry overall.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Then the planning ministry and the people who say so much of exchange is available, then from that aid so much, free exchange so much, for this, that, and all that. Then the treasury comes in. The central bank and the treasury come in. In a big way. So they are handling exchange control. Then once that is okay there, the commerce minister comes in because it's his function to allocate within the resources various commercial exchange to various sectors. So foreign firm, then if it is an industrial purpose, they have to go to the industries ministry. So all this has devolved, all this has resulted as a result of the lack of foreign exchange. You see,
all these controls.
All these controls are as a result of the foreign exchange.
Does that affect you too? It must be.
No, it doesn't affect me.
For instance, say a firm going to the special leases. From where do they get the lease? Lands Ministry.
Yes, Lands Ministry.
Do they have to deal with you for anything?
Well, you see, Lands Ministry allocates the land. Now, thereafter, we follow up along with them, the development side. Then, out of the foreign exchange, a certain amount of foreign exchange is administered by us. If I mean 10 million, 12 million, whatever is allotted for the year, is allotted for our ministry for meeting the requirements of the private sector with regard to importation of machinery and things like that. That is completely outside the normal imports of machinery and so forth. Only for that food production and specialism are concerned. That's all. But those are necessary only as a result, as a consequence of this
foreign exchange.
Foreign exchange, nothing else. Otherwise, the thing moves. No. My God, the planning ministry, the treasury. Now we are doing a lot of that work. There are two committees of the cabinet, subcommittees of the cabinet. One is on food production, of which the Prime Minister is the chairman. Those ministers that come in directly are in there. The other is called the planning committee, subcommittee of the cabinet on planning. There we discuss all these foreign exchange questions. There is an official body which makes recommendations, which is presented by the planning ministry to the cabinet subcommittee, and we process it there, and then of course in some questions go to the cabinet itself. But without going to the cabinet, all the preliminary work is done in the planning committee of the cabinet, on which we find Minister for Industry, Minister for State, Minister of Finance, myself, Minister for Agriculture and Food. We come into that front and Prime Minister.
Well, that's interesting.
Okay. Now we that committee needs two questions. The two committees of the cabinet.
Yes, it's much easier to get work done that way.
Okay, those details will come, huh? Not so much, somebody...
No. What I mean is the overall plan.
Overall plan comes. Overall things come there.
But I was wondering about the administrative machinery and allocation of departments to ministries and even the housing of ministries could be planned better.
Might be able to be. But the main problem is that housing, of course, is the problem that we are built to come. We have the resources to put up now. Land is allocated for putting up various secretaries for various ministries. The land allocation in Colombo. But probably the resources.
Do you think it would be feasible to have a rice corporation?
What is it for?
All ministries can say, also as a food production corporation.
Yeah.
All departments concerned with food production in one.
Really? You see, you work it backwards. When you work it backwards, if you say rice, that is, when you say food production, you must, what is the food? You work it backwards and say, then we come to rice, that is. That's the principle thing. Now, paddy production takes place in the paddy fields normally. Is it so? So, paddy fields are either in villages or in colonies. If it is in villages, the paddy land rat has to look after that to a great extent. If it is in colonies, that organization of land commissioners through the government agents, the land minister looks after that. What is common to both, apart from that, is the techniques of cultivation. There the agriculture department comes in irrespective of whether it is a paddy field, whether it is a village paddy field or a colony paddy field, extension work, fertilizer usage, good seed, all the sort of things, agriculture department, extension work, and all coming to that. You see? Then when you remove that, if you get up the animal husbandry, that's a part of the agriculture department, animal husbandry division.
Mm.
Prevention of disease, breeding of animals, propagation of animals, all that. Then when you get to the other crops of food, it is a whole conglomeration of dry grain cultivation, manioc, yam, this, that, vegetables, and it's very difficult to bring this.
Now the paddy land bill is administered by you.
Yeah, administered department.
Doesn't it undermine the tenure which is given under land development ordinance? Because apart from colonies, there is this village expansion which is given under this tenure, the LDO tenure.
Yes, other aspect of the land development ordinance is the village expansion. That is where, in relation to the population of a village, the land holdings are not sufficient. It's not so much of development there that they will say, you see.
Housing
and things like that. Even developed land they take over now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the point is,
how many parts? I
thought the land gives
to the tenant.
Yeah. So say in colonies.
In a colony.
You get some squatters or some under tenants or not?
That's a problem, isn't it? The colony, under the land development ordinance, the colonies who get the land is the person who cultivates. It is presumed to be that.
Mm.
Otherwise he won't have got it.
Yes.
If you are going to hire labor and all that, he's not entitled to it. Then it's a case for cancelling the permit.
Yes. But they don't do it.
They don't do it because gradually they have become affluent sometimes. Sometimes they are not having sufficient hands or something. So they get into the old habit of
Ande.
So now in the colonies also certain amount of Ande have come. That's a complication that has come in.
So the Ande people get security from this?
No. Because if the Ande people get security from this, we don't recognize that as an Ande. The moment you recognize that as an Ande, you cut across the whole of the concept of the land development ordinance, the holdings.
Mm-hmm. Then, land doesn't apply.
If that process, this is the land, I am cultivating, I develop this land, I am the man who is doing it, then it's a case for the land development people to inquire into that and say, you are only holding it. Normally, these are the ones, you cancel your offer and give it to whom? To remedy it, yeah.
So that's a final question. This is entirely outside the sphere, but I was very interested in your comment that your whole Mathuratta constituency had been divided into two. And this raises the question of the delimitation commission of 59.
Yeah.
I know all parties were able to make representation,
yeah.
But since the SLFP was the government,
yeah.
At the time I was wondering whether delimitation was done in such a way as to favor certain MPs.
Yeah. That's a political question, really.
Mm.
Defined the constitution, the delimitation has to follow every census. And so, and a certain 75,000 is laid down as the requisite number for carving out a seat.
Mm.
Then, you can, in places like Anuradhapura, North India, those is not now, when the population was not up to that, then that means that province, it is done on a provincial footing, eh? Number of seats per province, just you will find very few seats. Because on a population basis, at that rate of 75,000 and above, they won't have. So they brought in another principle called the land extent principle. One offsets the other. So even if the population and area is smaller, if the land extent is very large, that principle comes in so many seeds per square mile business, you see. Or so many square miles per seed. Those two ideas are worked together so as to give a sort of a equality in representation to highly developed areas and non-developed areas. Now, that is operative. That's the background, no? In actual delimitation, what happened was, during the Algorithmic Commission, they broke up. So having that principle in mind, then you have to shift the boundaries. In shifting the boundaries of the seas, they start with that very well connected, connected means integrated population areas which are voting in a bulk way towards the ULP, they cut up. And they added some other areas into that. If they refer that, it became rather almost impossible for you to say this is traditionally ULP areas, but cut up here and there.
Can you think of any
lots of examples. Now,
if you could give a few just to
illustrate. Now, this, the way that the Virudama seat has been cut.
They put the Bhatkarma people?
Yes. Chunks of them into that and remove some other area, therefore very difficult.
Mathurata area?
Mathurata area, they were finding it difficult to do anything, you know, because on the population basis. Mathurata area, there is what you call Udaheva Hatta. That's one DRO division, traditionally for years and years, they are taking a life. Now, in Udaheva Hatta, there are what you call corollaries. Six corollaries, that is division of headmaster division, not village headmaster, division of headmaster division. One of them has been attached to Valapane seat. That area is called Palle Gampa. Do you know Padipal?
No, I don't know it very well yet.
So Padipal onwards, Mathurata itself, part of Mathurata, one road, on one side of the road is Valapane seat, on the other side is the Mathurata seat. And Mathurata is in the, what you call, Udayavara DRO division. Valapane DRO division people, they are normal business transactions, all the sort of thing is, it's more direct. And rather just closer to them. Udayavara people, they go to Kandy, that is closer to them. But a chunk of Udayavara is attached to Valapane. That's what I can say there. But apart from that, generally this was worked upon.
Apart from Mirigama, is there any other case?
A lot of places. Mm-hmm. Lot of places. Really?
That means they took caste factors into account.
Caste factor in Ceylon, whatever people say, is a potent factor. Mm-hmm. And the surprising thing is, in 15 years ago, it was not so potent as now. This time they have come up into the highest, most educated classes now. The business community, the university, your own colleagues.
I know.
You see, it's a terrible curse. The essence of casteism is in the university actually. When these students go there and get away, they are the first thing they learn is about extended for caste. I was in the university in the Guru, near the Palambo, in the university college days. None of us ever thought in these lines. In my whole political career, I didn't know Mathurata all the time, caste never played in my head. Now I see. Unless you are watchful, you are finished.
And there is some constituencies were fairly obviously carved out as caste constituencies, isn't it? There you know where Ramindi Bhavans were? No.
Karavai.
That seems to have been just a wholesale lot to give them representation. But I was wondering whether they did some tricks like this, like the Mirigama case, where they made things difficult.
Yes, there are certain things I can't do. Mm-hmm. But many seas have been so calm, away from the old grouping, all the large grouping.
But didn't you make representation?
Why not? There are representations. That's what the commission has done.
But after the decisions were made, didn't you agitate or make complaints?
The fight is, you make representation, and then you go and say, well, that area has been strongly attacked for what reason, this community has been attacked. You have to go to them for the vote now. There are a lot of things that
you can't say openly.
There are a lot of things. Then they say, oh, when this seat was called like this, you people mistrusted us. You didn't want us to get into this influential position.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are coming for the vote. That is trouble with
this. No, no, aspect to definition, for instance, couldn't it be said that one of the factors which led to the SLF defeat in 65 was the fact that Mrs. Bandaranaike had eliminated some minority cut? I think you also covered up.
The Department of Community swung this way. Mm-hmm. You see? Asoka and Ratna people like that. Large number of them came out of the UNP there, which have got away from us, from the UNP. Then the Vahumpa community, you know, the Vahumpa community.
Yes.
Vahumpa community is more selective. It's not even people like that.
But he was UNP till recently,
but he couldn't have that pull.
What about the Goldsmith class? What they call the depressed class, those caste groups,
generally the Goldsmith, the Rampura, the Badgama, then you find the, what do you call the Dobi clan, all sorts of clans like that, no? අපර ඉන්නේ යන්දාරම ඉස්සර ගන්නවා කියන මාත්‍ය තාම ඉන්නේ කියන්නේ එහෙනම් තාලද
ඔව් ඉන්නේ මම පල්ලෙහින් ඉන්නේ
යාළුවා මම සිද්ධිය කතා කරන්න කිව්ව මාත්‍ය තාම ඉන්නවා කියලා තාම වැඩි කර මම පල්ලෙහින් බා සෝ ජනරල් සම්ෂන් ඔන් විත් ටී දේ සේවද එසද එසේ
Is that theory on which the whole thing is going.
But you get, but it doesn't mean that 100% they go there.
By
and large, I think it's difficult for us, whatever we do, to pull them around. Some sort of a mental concept they have. Some mental attitude.
I think Mrs. B did alienate these people. I think Asoka Kandasa probably has some influence.
Yes, yes.
And I was wondering whether Vikramasurya,
He crossed over with CP. I wondered whether he also pulled some votes. And then CP himself, that community, you see.
Oh yes.
That's a big powerful
community. Amaruansa came over, didn't
he? Yes, Amaruansa and all these people. Big community. Uh-huh. And they're a vociferous and powerful community. You see, the Thalagama community is a powerful and a vociferous community.
Now, for instance, if Paramadulla, if the depressed caste get together, they could make quite an impact, couldn't they?
Yes, yes. Very large feat on those communities, especially.
Isn't Mr. Dandasenayake's position now very, very serious with reference to Medigama? Because if the Badgama and Vahumpara get together...
No, that is it has been there the whole time, I guess. I think he has been fighting from the very first day, that fight. And he won't get to very sweeping majorities. Nor will he lose.
Mm-hmm.
There is a 5,000-6,000 leeway the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean whatever he does, he is not going to get all that support. You see? However good he is, whatever he does for development, there is a core. And he has been fighting that issue the whole time, you remember? So he does not leave that also, he won't leave. That is my reason.
But looking at the UNP history, it's notable that in the 47 DSNI period, you had the support, generally speaking, of the Kararu community. But by 56, you seem to have lost it. Is that correct? I'm not sure.
Maybe. You lost it, no? He lost it because MQ died or not. See, although he is not a politician.
Yes, I see.
All his MQ died was as much a politician, more politician than any of us. they were able to get the Buddhist monks together, and the Buddhist commission report and all that, you see, but the cultural and religio-cultural aspect came into the forefront, and there also we didn't have the Buddhist monks of Scandinavia standing very much after the Vinaya temple, but this vociferous element
in the low country,
who the two monks were, Buddha-rakita. Buddha-rakita. And Kyunas was behind the whole thing.
What community is Buddha-rakita
from? Buddha-rakita is a Goigama. Buddha-rakita is a Goigama person, all right. But then the Buddha-rakita fell in line with the Bandhanayakana.
That's right.
You see? That is the leadership remained, yes, aristocratic and Gautama. Mr. Bandhanayaka, Mrs. Bandhanayaka, everything is there.
And that's why I think C.P. De Silva didn't get the...
Yes. Because it's new. You got the leader, you are on the side. That's why they shifted off C.P. De Silva and made Bandhanayaka to come in. So at that stage, we went to that force, that's Karama. You see? They are powerful.
But in canyon areas, apart from Sabaragamu, there can't be all that many minorities.
Yeah, there are. But the problem is, they all of them don't. Caste accentuation there is coming up now more than before. But earlier, these differences were to this extent.
No, I mean,
my God, Raj.
Your constituency?
My constituency, in my home is there.
Yes.
Normally, as a constituency, ideally, state also is selected. Such large.
Depressed caste. What groups name?
I think it's Madhya Hindu, Mahampura group, the both those groups are prevalent. But it doesn't function, you see, always.
It doesn't always function at
all. It doesn't always function like that, and there you get people who are for the UNP also among these communities.
Local influence counts.
Counts and local, the large section of the people also for that. But as I said, generally, if you analyze it in a sort of general sense, by and large, as you put it, one can say, well, those youths prove that way. That's all that one can say.
End of interview with M.D. Banda on the 7th of January, 1968.